Dr. Pinsky dictating, email IME on Andrew Rosati, R-O-S-A-T-I. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rosati as described in my report of 11-121. But he's now a 75-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 9-29-19. But he was lifting a heavy can to load on the truck and believes he injured his back, comma, ribs, comma, and neck on the right side. But he did go to Jefferson Hospital emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Apparently, he did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Apparently, since last seen here, he had epidural injections from Premier Orthopedics about a year ago. Apparently, these did not afford him with any relief. Apparently, paragraph. Additional records show Mr. Rosati returned to the spine surgical care of Dr. Shaw on 1-28-22. For a one-time evaluation of his thoracic spine pain. Pretty had last been seen in 2020 and denied any new treatment for his upper back. Pretty, however, he had increased pain when standing and sitting for long periods of time. Pretty rates his pain to be at 10/10. Period. Clinical exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. Dr. Shaw diagnosed cervicalgia, comma, thoracic spine pain, comma, and cervical radiculopathy. Period. He had a renal mass that was being followed by urology. Period. He was referred for a thoracic spine MRI. Period. He also was referred for a cervical spine MRI and electrodiagnostic testing. Period. New paragraph on 2/9/22. He had an EMG by Dr. Nod. Period. It showed evidence of chronic right C5-6 radiculopathy with evidence of re-innervation. Period. There was moderately severe right median neuropathy at the level of the wrist. Consists with moderately severe right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He was unable to delineate isolated right brachial plexopathy in the setting of cervical radiculopathy and advanced right carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. There was no evidence of a neurogenic right thoracic outlet syndrome. Comma, right ulnar neuropathy at the level of the wrist or elbow. Comma, right radial neuropathy. Comma, large fiber polyneuropathy, comma, myopathy of the right upper extremity, nor consistent with motor neuron disease. Period. He had x-rays of the thoracic spine. Scratch that. He had an MRI of the thoracic spine on 2/25/22 to be inserted. Period. This showed multi-level disc herniations at virtually every level from T1 through T10. But there was also an exaggerated kyphosis and minimal dextrous scoliosis with changes of thoracic spondylosis. Period. Cervical spine MRI was done on 2/25/22 to be inserted. Period. Once again, there was the expected multi-level degenerative disc abnormalities. Period. New paragraph. We return to Dr. Shaw on 4/8/22 to review these results. Period. At that juncture, he modified his diagnosis to thoracic sprain and strain related to the work injury, comma, right sided thoracic radiculopathy related to the work injury, comma, right sided T10 costovertebral junction angle irritation related to the work injury, comma, cervical radiculopathy type symptoms, comma, cervical spinal stenosis. Period. In his personal review, the thoracic MRI showed no clear evidence of significant changes from the prior study. Period. However, he wanted the opportunity to review the radiologist's formal report. Period. The report became available to him on 5/13/22. Period. On his review this time, there was evidence of significant multi-level facet arthropathy throughout the cervical spine and thoracic spine, but there was no clear evidence of additional significant neural impingement from his prior MRI scans. Period. He did not recommend any surgical intervention, and he had reached maximum medical improvement from a spine surgical perspective. Period. He was referred for pain management evaluation. Period. He was seen in that regard by Dr. Fitzhenry on 6/2/22. Period. He recommended thoracic epidural steroid injection. Period. Main paragraph. Mr. Rosati underwent this injection on 6/27/22. Period. On 8/15/22, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwan, who summarized his course of treatment to date. Period. He learned the previous cervical and epidural, cervical and thoracic epidural injections did not provide any relief. Period. This was prior to his more recent return to Dr. Shaw and Dr. Fitzhenry. Period. He had a history of bilateral rotator cuff repairs, left knee surgery in the 1990s, left wrist surgery, and right elbow surgery. Period. His review of the short form McGill pain questionnaire found he scored 45. Period. Scores equal to or greater than 30 are consistent with symptom magnification. Period. Mr. Rosati rated himself at a 9.5/10 pain level. Period. On the pain disability index, which allows patients with pain to rate how their pain interferes with seven areas of function, a rating of 100% that is equivalent to a perceived total disability, close parentheses. Mr. Rosati produced the following, family/home responsibilities 100%, recreation 100%, social activities 90%, occupation 100%, sexual activity 100%, self-care 90%, and life support 100%. Period. On the CES-D screen for depression, he scored 0.65, which is slightly elevated above the norm for patients with chronic pain. Period. Dr. Kwan noted an FCE had been done on 9/8/20. It shows significant coefficients of variation consistent with submaximal effort throughout the exam. Period. It was felt the coefficient of variation results are compatible with a strong symptom magnification component to the examinee's complaints and/or a conscious effort to portray workability below actual ability. Period. Regardless of cause, he demonstrated the capacity to perform light duty. Period. Ultimately, Dr. Kwan diagnosed thoracic strain, comma, thoracic spine pain, comma, cervical sprain, and cervical radiculopathy, all of which were related to the event of 9/29/19 period. There were no physical findings on exam that day to support an ongoing cervical radiculopathy, although there were findings consistent with median neuropathy, which in his opinion was not causally related to the 9/23/19 date of loss. He deemed the petitioner had been treated adequately and was at maximum medical improvement for his diagnoses, including the thoracic strain, comma, thoracic spine pain, comma, cervical strain, comma, and cervical radiculopathy, period. He did not believe using a Medtronic spinal cord stimulator would effectively treat the thoracic spine complaints. Period. He could not locate any articles to support low-frequency spinal cord stimulation for thoracic radiculopathy or pain. But also, given the objective evidence of symptom magnification / exaggeration, he would not find Mr. Rosati to be an acceptable candidate for spinal cord stimulation. But in his clinical experience, patients with high symptom magnification rarely respond to aggressive procedures. But therefore, he concluded that Mr. Rosati had reached maximum medical improvement from interventional pain management. Period. Physical exam. Lungs, torso, he was tendered to palpation at the right 6th rib anteriorly and the lateral 12th rib, but there was none on the left. Period. General appearance, he had a forward held posture when walking. Period, there was difficulty getting up out of a chair. Period, he dropped something but was able to bend to get it, but very slowly. Period, extremities. Upper inspection revealed Haberdine nodules on the right index DIP joint. Period. There was longitudinal open surgical scarring at each shoulder. Period. The right ring finger had a tremor on the right elbow, medial and laterally had tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. He indicates he spends his time going to his grandson's hockey games. Paired spine, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees, with extension 25 degrees, comma, rotation right 40 degrees and left 45 degrees, comma, with side bending right 20 degrees and left to 15 degrees. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic. There was tenderness in the midline at T6, as well as the right upper and middle paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. Okay, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Andrew Rosati continues to assert he was injured at work on 9/23/19 when he was lifting a large trash can. Period. He had an extensive course of treatment and diagnostic testing as marked in my prior report. Period. It culminated with an FCE on 9/8/20. Period. He, in fact, had various studies that compared to earlier ones as far back as 2014. Period. This is notwithstanding his current denials. His current and previous denials of same. Period. He did have an increased thoracic kyphotic curve when seen here before, and it persisted. Period. New paragraph since evaluated here. He returned to Dr. Shah regarding his thoracic spine pain in particular. Period. He noted Mr. Rosati's course of treatment with him previously. Apparently, he had the petitioner undergo additional diagnostic studies. Apparently, this included EMG on 2/9/22, as well as MRI studies of the thoracic and cervical spines on 2/25/22. Apparently, he did accept an epidural injection from Dr. Fitzhenry with no relief. Apparently, Dr. Fitzhenry then suggested the possibility of implantation of a spinal cord stimulator. Apparently, however, Dr. Kwan disagreed with that recommendation for the reasons described. These included the fact the petitioner had evidence of symptom activation on FCE as well as other questionnaires. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Rosati failed to demonstrate any substantive objective progression for the worse compared to his earlier evaluation here. Period. Accordingly, my opinions relative to permanency will be inserted as marked from the prior report. Period. And that is the end.